10.4- Railroad Highway Crossings, 10.4.1- Types of Crossings, Passive Crossings. This type of crossing does not have any type of traffic control device. You must stop at these crossings and follow proper procedures. However, the decision to proceed rests entirely in your hands. Passive crossings require you to recognize the crossing, search for any train using the tracks, and decide if there is sufficient clear space to cross safely. Passive crossings have yellow circular advance warning signs, pavement markings, and cross bucks to assist you in recognizing a crossing. Active crossings. This type of crossing has a traffic control device installed at the crossing to regulate traffic at the crossing. These active devices include flashing red lights with or without bells and flashing red lights with bells and gates. 10.4.2- Warning signs and devices. Advanced warning signs. The round black on yellow warning signs is placed ahead of a public railroad highway crossing. The advanced warning sign tells you to slow down, look and listen for the train, and be prepared to stop at the tracks if a train is coming. See figure 10.5. Next, we see an image that reads, round yellow warning sign. Figure 10.5. Pavement markings. Pavement markings mean the same as the advance warning sign. They consist of an X with the letters RR and no passing marking on two-lane roads. There is also a no passing zone sign on two-lane roads. There may be a white stop line painted on the pavement before the railroad tracks. The front of a school bus must remain behind this line while stopped at the crossing. See figure 10.6. Next, we see an image that reads, pavement markings. Figure 10.6. Cross buck signs. This sign marks the crossing. It requires you to yield the right-of-way to the train. If there is no white line painted on the pavement, you must stop the bus before the cross buck sign. When the road crosses over more than one set of tracks, a sign below the cross buck indicates the number of tracks. See figure 10.7. Next, we see an image that reads, multiple tracks, railroad crossing, three tracks. Figure 10.7. Next page, page 10-8. Flashing red light signals. At many highway rail grade crossings, the cross buck sign has flashing red lights and bells. When the lights begin to flash, stop. A train is approaching. You are required to yield the right-of-way to the train. If there is more than one track, make sure all tracks are clear before crossing. See figure 10.8, gates. Many railroad highway crossings have gates with flashing red lights and bells. Stop when the lights begin to flash and before the gate lowers across the road lane. Remain stopped until the gates go up and the lights have stopped flashing. Proceed when it is safe. If the gate stays down after the train passes, do not drive around the gate. Instead, call your dispatcher. See figure 10.8. 10.4.3- Recommended Procedures. Each state has laws and regulations governing how school buses must operate at railroad highway crossings. It is important for you to understand and obey these state laws and regulations. In general, school buses must stop at all crossings and ensure it is safe before proceeding across the tracks. The specific procedures required in each state vary. Next, we see an image that reads, gate/lights. Figure 10.8. A school bus is one of the safest vehicles on the highway. However, a school bus does not have the slightest edge when involved in a crash with a train. Because of the train's size and weight, it cannot stop quickly, and an emergency escape route does not exist for a train. You can prevent school bus/train crashes by following these recommended procedures. Approaching the crossing. Slow down, including shifting to a lower gear in a manual transmission bus, and test your brakes. Activate hazard lights approximately 200 feet before the crossing. Make sure your intentions are known. Scan your surroundings and check for traffic behind you. Stay to the right of the roadway if possible. Choose an escape route in the event of a brake failure or problems behind you. At the crossing, stop no closer than 15 feet and no farther than 50 feet from the nearest rail, where you have the best view of the tracks. Place the transmission in park, or if there is no park shift point, in neutral and press down on the service brake or set the parking brakes. Turn off all radios and noisy equipment and silence the passengers. Open the service door and driver's window. Look and listen for an approaching train. Crossing the track. Check the crossing signals again before proceeding. At a multiple track crossing, stop only before the first set of tracks. When you are sure no train is approaching on any track, proceed across all of the tracks until you have completely cleared them. Cross the tracks in a low gear. Do not change gears while crossing. If the gate comes down after you have started across, drive through it, even if it means you will break the gate. 10.4.4-Special Situations. Bus stalls or trapped on tracks. If your bus stalls or is trapped on the tracks, get everyone out and off the tracks immediately. Move everyone far from the bus at an angle which is both away from the tracks and toward the train. Police officer at the crossing. If a police officer is at the crossing, obey directions. If there is no police officer and you believe the signal is malfunctioning, call your dispatcher to report the situation and ask for instructions on how to proceed. Obstructed view of tracks. Plan your route so it provides maximum sight distance at highway rail grade crossings. Do not attempt to cross the tracks unless you can see far enough down the track to know for certain that no trains are approaching. Next page, page 10-9. Passive crossings are those that do not have any type of traffic control device. Be especially careful at passive crossings. Even if there are active railroad signals that indicate the track are clear, you must look and listen to be sure it is safe to proceed. Containment or storage areas. If it won't fit, don't commit. Know the length of your bus and the size of the containment area at highway rail crossings on the school bus route, as well as any crossing you encounter in the course of a school activity trip. When approaching a crossing with a signal or stop sign on the opposite side, pay attention to the amount of room there. Be certain the bus has enough containment or storage area to completely clear the railroad tracks on the other side if there is a need to stop. As a general rule, add 15 feet to the length of the school bus to determine an acceptable amount of containment or storage area.